This week, journalists Marie Colvin and Remy Oshlik were killed in the Syrian city of Homs while reporting on atrocities being committed against civilians by government forces. Their deaths have highlighted the dangers war correspondents face reporting on situations of conflict. Lydia O'Kane spoke to the director of information at Reporters Without Borders, Gil Yorde, about the risks involved for correspondents and what they can do to prepare.
We have international community to be many more intense sanction and pressure on the government to respect human rights, to stop the repression against the population and against the journalists, because now it's been for 1 year that there is a violent action of the armed force, the police and the militia from the regime against the pro-democratic movement and against any journalist or any people who want to inform about this this repression. And we've seen that for the last week, we've got more and more journalists or people who want to inform about the situation who have been killed or targeted by the regime. And the last, the two people who were killed, the two journalists killed, shows that the action of the regime is a bloody action. It's a blind and bloody action.
Coming back to the situation for journalists themselves, the recent killings of journalists by regimes like that of President Assad, do you think that will deter news agencies, newspapers from sending correspondents into these war zones?
It's possible. It's very difficult to say, but I think the media knows that it's very difficult to go there. When you want to inform in an independent way, you have to go there in a non-official way. You pass through the Libyan-Syria frontier borders, and you have to hide from the authority, and you take a lot of risk to go in arms or in other city because it's forbidden, because there is a blockus on the city. So each time you're going in the country, you take a lot of risk, and the media, they know that. So perhaps it will be. I think that the two killing can really, you know, deter media to send more journalists over there.
Looking at the situation for journalists who go, what kind of training do they get, or what kind of training then can they put themselves through to help them in situations like these?
It's very difficult because there is a different kind of training depending on the country where you are from. There is one in France, in Italy, there is a very good one, there is in UK, training to prepare you to war zone and to prepare you to security mechanism to protect you from risk, but you cannot be fully 100% protected from the risk you take. The problem is that we've got more and more perhaps freelance journalists and perhaps young journalists. That was the case perhaps in Libya when we had a lot of young photographers who perhaps were not very well trained to this kind of situation, and it's better when you are going in a war zone that you are prepared before going there.
How can people, Reporters Without Borders, people know about journalists that are going in? If they're going into these countries undercover, how do they keep track of movements?
Well, it's very difficult for us. Well, I think the thing that perhaps is convenient for us is that we have we loan protection jacket and we've got insurance system. So there is a lot of journalists who are coming to us to register to us before they are going in Syria, for example, or in Libya in the day. So we've got quite accurate data about the number of the journalists who are going on in Syria, but we don't know all of them. But we have a lot of contact on the ground, and also each time we have a debriefing with journalists who have been there, so they can tell us where there is another journalist over there or another one in the city. So, but yes, it's difficult because just to be in contact with the people in Homs is very difficult. For example, now they still have bombarding on the city and the communication is cut. So you cannot have full, complete and accurate information all the time.
We're seeing footage obviously coming out of the situation in Syria. Obviously, journalists are taking a huge risk in sending out this footage that, of course, is going on, is being written about, is on the television. If the authorities in these countries are seeing this footage, does that make the journalists targets? Are they becoming increasingly targeted for their reporting?
I think they They are targeted by the regime. What is sure is that the Syrian journalists are targeted by the regime. We've got three or two journalists who have been killed by the regime, others who have been sent to prison and torture. They were directly targeted by the regime. And so far, until perhaps the end of the last year, foreign correspondents were perhaps impeached to go on the ground. They were arrested, but not killed. And we've got the impression that yesterday the media center where Marie Colvin and Rémi Oschlik were was directly targeted by the military, and perhaps the regime has decided to reach a new step.
A lot of veteran journalists, correspondents in war zones say that, you know, they have to go to these places because it's only really when you're there, when you're actually in the situation, that you can tell the story to its best advantage. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I agree with that. You know, this kind of repressive regime, like in Syria, they can survive because they control the information, they disinform people, or they censor everything that on what they are doing. And if there is no information at all, it's a small victory for us. We need to be informed about really what is going on in the city. The international need information to take measure against this country. And for that, we need neutral observers and we need journalists.
Well, I wanted to ask you about the advent of the citizen journalist. A lot of people are taking video cameras and putting footage on YouTube. I wanted to ask you firstly, how valuable is that? But also we saw the death of a citizen journalist in Homs this week. So again, how risky is that?
I think it's very risky. They are really on the front line because they are in the street with the demonstrators. They have a camera, so they can be detected by the military when you have a camera or a photograph with you in a crowd. Yeah, they take a lot of risk. To see, to know if it's valuable or not, is that the work of the redaction, like I know that Al Jazeera is working a lot with this kind of media association, citizen journalist association, so they have to check and cross-check to just to verify the validity of the information.